chair shortage today?
I guess to Anaheim really take you out of your game tonight because you like to play with speed, they slow the game down, a lot of face-offs.
I thought the game took us out of the game. It was just one of those. I was going to just surmise this so I can save you any more additional questions. It was a bad hockey game. It was whistles, offsides, pucks out of play. It was just, there was zero flow. We get power plays, do nothing with them. Kind of, they didn't even generate momentum for us. They got two power plays, scored on both of them. And then the one time we threw a little life in the building is when Cooney scored. And now we're doing well. And we've got jump. And then we go into rush with 12 seconds left. We turn the puck over. And he told me in 12 seconds when I saw us going up ice, if you were going to say that was going to be in our net, 11 and a half seconds later, I would have laughed at you. But sure enough, it was in the back of our net. And it's 3-1, and that was it. Game over.
You were on the other side of that twice this year in those last second goals. How much does it kind of hurt and kill momentum?
Well, the team that scored them is 3-0. So that's what kind of shows you.
What was it made like in the locker room after that goal?
Well, guys, it's a tough one to give up. And especially because we had a ton of momentum. Now, we go in 2-1. Who knows how we come out in the third. You go in 3-1. Especially after we were just spinning our tires for two periods, and then to actually have a little bit of life, would have been nice to go in 2-1, 3-1, though that's a deflator.
Just Peter's second start of the year, you feel bad for him that he has to be
it's,
for a game like that.
It's tough. That's the life of the backup goalie. It's a tough one, but Peter's a pro at it, and by no means is that game on him. They scored two power play goals and then a bomb from the point to make it 3-1 and no chance. We had bad coverage in the fourth one and that's it. So I'm just disappointed in the performance we put in front of him. That's all.
Coop, a lot of people are going to talk about the ending of the streak with the points in 11 straight games, but just summarize that first line of what they've been for the first
it's team sport, and we need guys to keep the puck out of the net. We need guys to defend. We need guys to score, and that group's been doing some scoring for us. And we just can't be in a situation here that if they don't score, our team doesn't do well. But we don't have the record we have without their contributions.
You've been so good for the previous nine games. Sometimes you sense something like this is
going to
pop up.
It's 82 games. Yeah. Like if we can go 9-2-1 every 12 games, I'd be really, really happy. So I like the way we're playing. Tonight was it's a tough one. They come in here. They just got beat 8-3 a couple nights ago. That's never a good thing when that happens. And we were in this game. As I said, the special teams turned it. That was it. There was not a game we got dominated. I mean, I don't think we dominated them. We had probably more scoring chances than they did. But it came down to special teams, and they got us. That was it.
Thanks, Coop.
Yep.